Where better to wrestle with the complicated issues of race and identity than in literature? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has a trio of books that dig right into the topic. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with Darcy Senna's novel, New People, about a biracial couple in hipster Brooklyn. Khalil Mirsky is the dreadlocked, hacky-sack-playing son of a Jewish father and a black mother. His African-American fiancée, Maria Pierce, is so light that white people make racist jokes in front of her. From the moment they get together as undergraduates at Stanford, Khalil and Maria are what they themselves call the king and queen of the racially nebulous prom. But as their big fancy wedding on Martha's Vineyard approaches, Maria is having second thoughts, in the form of an obsessive crush on a black poet in their circle. Senna's novel is equal parts beguiling and disturbing, and nowhere more so than in a hilarious and terrifying series of events that begins when a very tired white lady mistakes Maria for her nanny, Consuela, and leaves her in charge of her infant. What We Lose by Zinzi Clemens is a novel based on the author's life, a category now called autofiction. Clemens' narrator, Tandi, is, like the author, the daughter of a South African mother and an American father, who grows up feeling she is never fully accepted by any race. When her mother dies of cancer, Tandi begins writing and collecting research to explore her grief and the meaning of her complicated heritage. Short vignettes of her past and present are layered with illustrations, rap lyrics, graphs, and photos, excerpts from Barack Obama's Dreams from My Father and Nelson Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom, as well as a chart of life expectancies in the United States for people of different ethnic groups. Some pages contain just a single line, such as, "I buy a pregnancy test," and it says yes. Becoming a mother shortly after losing one's own mother is just one of the many complicated themes addressed by this ambitious and experimental book. Finally, I want to go back to a novel from a couple years ago, the best-selling debut of Celeste Ng, Everything I Never Told You. At first blush, this book seems to be something like 13 Reasons Why, in that it investigates the reasons for a teen suicide that has happened before the book begins. But despite the similar elements, the story of Lydia Lee, the daughter of a mixed-race Chinese and white family, depicts a tragedy on a much larger scale. Set in 1977 in a quiet Midwestern town, it goes back and forth between all the theories and misconceptions her parents and brother have about Lydia's life and the heartbreaking truth of her experience. As Alexander Chi wrote in his review of the book in the New York Times, this is a novel about the burden of being the first of your kind, a burden you do not always survive. We at The Weekly Reader are looking forward with anticipation to Ng's second book, Little Fires Everywhere, which debuts this fall. Her book tour includes a stop at our own Ivy Bookshop.
Oh, that's great. The books are New People by Darcy Senna, What We Lose by Zinzi Clemens, and Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.